In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, in Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And thus our Lord presents to us the very purpose of the Church, of the one holy Catholic and apostolic Church, that we might know the one true and living God, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, one in essence and undivided, and that life in the Church is godly life. Life in the Church is God-directed life. And that life has been offered and taught in this Church for the past 40 years through the services, the sacraments, and through preaching and teaching. And he who has ears to hear, let him hear. And in the course of 40 years, the parable of the sower that we just heard has been lived out. The seed of the gospel of the Word of God has been cast forth during this time. Some fell on good ground. Those who heard the word and kept it, and have brought forth fruit with patience, and their work is manifest. Some fell by the wayside, and came the devil and took the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. And some fell on the rock. They received the word with joy, but they had no root, and in time of temptation, fell away. And some fell among thorns, those who heard and went forth and were choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of life and have brought forth no fruit to perfection. Surely this is our story too, the story of the gospel. With this parable, Christ tells us that the Word of God does not meet with perfect success. Not, in fact, by a long shot. And it tells us that whatever success we have had will be tested, will be tried. Which is to say that each of us will continue to be tested. Continue to be tried. Our hearts will be tested. Our hearts will be tested to see what they're made of. The soil will be tested to see if it will hold the seed of God's word and bring forth fruit. Temptations will come. The devil will come. And cares and riches and pleasures will continue to be offered us to pull us away. But the good soil brings forth fruit with patience. And the word which came to St. Paul is a word for us as well. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my power is made perfect in weakness. God's power is made perfect even in our weakness. And our weakness has been manifested all these years as well. And the Holy Fathers of the Seventh Ecumenical Council, whom we remember today, gave us the holy icons to show us power made perfect in weakness, to show us and remind us of the possibility, the reality of spiritual success, the possibility of faithfulness, of patience and determination, which we see in the faces of the saints all around us, well pleasing unto God. That it has been done, what was early on called the way. The way. The way has been followed. The way has been kept, the way has been drawn out for us to walk this way, this truth, this life. In the words of our Holy Father, Tikhon of Zadansk, glory be to God for everything. Glory be to God for having created me in his image and likeness. Glory be to God for having redeemed me, the fallen. Glory be to God for having extended his solicitude to me, the unworthy. Glory be to God for having led me, the sinner, to repentance. Glory be to God for having offered me his holy words like a lamp in a dark place, thus setting me on the path of righteousness. Glory be to God for having illumined the eyes of my heart. Glory be to God for having made known to me his holy name. Glory be to God for having washed away my sins through the bath of baptism. Glory be to God for having shown me the way to eternal bliss. This way is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who says of himself, I am the way and the truth and the life. And from our epistle, by him therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name, because that's what the church does, offer God praise continually, giving thanks to his name for these 40 years, and may it be unto ages of ages. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, glory be to Jesus Christ. Amen.